This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and supplement channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Greg Baston, the founder of Opportunities, a series of products that redefines the supplement industry, thanks to, among other things, the use of highest quality natural and organic whole foods. I like the sounds of that, and Mr. Baston, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Well, it's great to be here. I'm excited to get started.
You bet, and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So for starters, how did you get started on your journey towards health and wellness? A good place to start.
Well, it really started with my job. I used to have, a very high-stress, mentally demanding job where I was a professional poker player. And a typical start to my day would be I got up, had a slice of pizza and a Diet Coke before getting online to play poker. And I really started noticing that when I ate food like that, my performance really suffered. I couldn't think clearly for very long, and I started getting tired quickly. But once I started thinking about what I was doing and I stopped eating those foods and I started eating healthier foods, I didn't have those same problems. And then the realization really hit me that if I wanted to perform my best and that if I wanted to maximize my performance, I had to start putting the best things into my body. So that's kind of where my journey started about, a decade ago. And I really started diving into everything I could be doing and everything I shouldn't be doing to help myself get the results that I wanted to out of life.
Makes a lot of sense, and congratulations on being proactive. So what foods and drinks should someone eat to start the day with energy and focus?
Yeah, I really like to think about it in four categories, because this is what really worked for me. The first being the most prominent, vegetables. If you're eating a good amount of vegetables like cucumber, celery, spinach, wheatgrass, it's going to give your body the things it needs to rebuild and recharge itself. The second category would really be fruits, mostly because they're amazingly delicious and they provide a lot of good phytonutrients for you and provide sustained energy. So, I like things like bananas, apples, and berries. The third category that you need to be thinking about is protein, where I like things like whey protein, hemp protein, collagen. There's a lot of ways you can get your protein, but make sure you're starting your day with a little bit of protein, and that really helps you stay full for a lot longer. And the last category would really be healthy fats, like avocados, coconut milk, walnuts. These are the things that really give your brain the energy it needs to performing at its best. And how you can start the day with one of each of these is just to make a smoothie. Pick something from each of the four categories, throw it in, and then you're kind of good to go. And you have a wide variety of nutrition, all there instantly, just ready to go.
Important, certainly, to get your day started off on the right foot, especially in regards to your health. Now, how does someone make eating a healthy breakfast a habit? This is so important.
Oh, I'm glad you asked that, because it's a really important question. And habits are really where our behaviors start to change over the long run. So the first thing I would say is personalize to your preference. If there's something that you don't like, don't include it in your breakfast. If you don't like cucumbers, don't throw them in your smoothie. If you don't like apples, don't throw them in your smoothie. Find something else that works for you. And the last thing I would say is commit to eating the same thing every day for 2 weeks. This is what I did that really transformed things for me, whereas I stopped making breakfast a decision I was going to have, and I just started having a smoothie. As soon as I woke up, I knew what I was going to put in it, and I knew it was going to give me the nutrition I needed to take on my day. It really made it, one less decision I had to make in my rushed mornings. And it started putting me on this track to where I was just starting my day with the right nutrition. And once I started my day with the right nutrition, everything snowballed from there. And my thoughts were more clear. My actions became more in line with my purpose. And everything started happening in my life that I wanted it to.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Greg Baston, the founder of Opportunities, a series of products that redefines the supplement industry here on eHealth Radio's health news and supplement channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Baston, why do most people not feel full when they drink a smoothie? Get into that from your knowledge and experience.
I really think it's because the smoothies that a lot of people drink aren't very complete or balanced. you know, they don't include something from all the four major categories that I talked about, you know, vegetables, fruits, protein, and healthy fats. Whereas people run into problems when they get into things in their life that aren't balanced. You know, you can't overdo any one area and expect everything else just to work itself out. You know, if your smoothie is full of a bunch of high sugar fruits and not much else, it's just going to be the same thing as drinking a soda. And it's going to be this big sugar bomb that gives you this rush of energy and you crash later. You know, your body needs other things like the healthy fats and the proteins, you know, and all the additional fiber from the vegetables to kind of give it everything it needs to so that you actually feel good and have the energy to like conquer your day and not just get through it.
Lastly, what is the purpose of supplements and where do they actually fit into eating healthy?
Yeah, this is another great question because a lot of people kind of get it wrong. That supplements are really only there to fill the gaps of your normal diet. You know, they don't replace eating healthy food and they don't make eating junk food okay. What they do is they help you get some of the things that you might be missing or like can't find in the grocery store. So I want people to think as supplements, it's in the name. It supplements what you're eating. You know, the most important thing you can do for your own health and wellness is eat real foods. You know, supplements should be this small piece of helping you achieve the overall results that you want if you need them. You know, if you're eating really healthy and you're conscious and you're putting the right things in your body, you shouldn't really need many supplements. But if you want to just go out and enjoy life, you know, that's my philosophy. I like to eat healthy half the time and then just go out and enjoy myself half the time. And that's where supplements fall in for me. You know, that half of the time where I'm just going out with my friends to restaurants and bars and just having a good time, I use supplements. And then the other half of the time where I'm eating really healthy shakes and smoothies and salads, you know, I don't use supplements as healthy. So I want people to think about, you know, filling in the gaps to their diet and not replacing their normal diet, or you can't replace healthy foods with supplements.
Well explained, and thanks for that. This really sets it all straight and really has been good to have had you, Mr. Bastin. And we really have appreciated all the information shared here today, which I found motivating and most helpful. I'm sure the listeners did as well. Before you go, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about opportunities and where they could be in contact as well.
Yeah, I mean, the best place to go to is our website, opportunities.com. We're going to start doing a lot more educational information. So stay tuned for podcasts, blogs, articles, free reports that are really helping people with the problems that they're telling us about. So go to opportunities, you know, and check us out, and I hope you like what you see.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Bastin, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success. Wishing you the best. And hopefully we can get you back on with an update of sorts in the future right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Be well as well. Thanks for having me.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Greg Bastin, the founder of Opportunities, a series of products that redefines the supplement industry, thanks to, among other things, the use of highest quality natural and organic whole foods. And for more information, simply visit opportunities.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and supplement channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.